There's a baby in the ring.
A baby?
Yes, and somebody better get her out of there before she gets hurt.
Girls, there's a baby at the wrestling match.
A baby? At a wrestling match? The poor kid must have some parents. Say, she's cute. Looks like Pebbles. It is Pebbles!
Ventriloquism made easy, lesson number 12. So remember, do not strain unnecessarily. An easy, natural pressure on larynx and palate is essential to effective ventriloquism. There's nothing to it. I'll try it out on that statue over there. Hello there, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. Is that you, Barney Rubble?
Yep, it's me. I'm throwing my voice. Ventriloquism, you know.
Is that so? Say, you're pretty good.
Oh, I gotta try this out on Betty.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Far, far away.
What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a hummingbird?
I'll sneak up on Betty and throw my voice at her.
Gee, I wonder if there's any candy left in the box.
Close the box.
Huh?
I said close the box.
Oh, yes, sir. It talked. My imagination must be playing tricks on me. I wonder if I'm feeling all right.
Sorry. Ah!
Barney, did you hear that? The box talked.
Oh, you mean like this?
Close the box.
All right.
Sorry.
There, you see? Barney Rubble, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, it's ventriloquism, Betty. Oh, I've been studying this book on how to throw my voice. Oh, boy, I sure had you fooled, all right.
Me too.
Oh, Barney, haven't you anything better to do than go around scaring people out of their wits?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, forgive me.
Well,
it's all right.
That's a good little girl, Pebbles. You finished all your cereal. Now, Mommy's going to put you in your playpen.
Hiya, Wilma.
Oh, hello, Barney. Come in.
And how's little Sweetie Pie today? You got a kiss for Uncle Barney? Hey, how long before she'll be able to talk, Wilma? I mean real sentences.
Oh, not for a while yet, Barney. Maybe a year.
Oh? Well, I was 3 years old before I started to talk.
Really? You were late.
Yeah. But my mother thought I'd never talk. Then, 6 months later, she thought I'd never shut up.
Oh, Barney.
Hey, is Fred around?
He went to the store for some ice cream. He should be back any minute.
Well, I want to show him how I control my voice.
Throw your voice?
Yeah, watch.
Pebbles, I'm lonesome sitting here by myself. Why don't you play with me?
Barney, that's wonderful. Where'd you learn to do that?
Oh, I studied a book on ventriloquism. It's easy. You could do it, Wilma.
I'm not so sure. Come to think of it, you don't see many women ventriloquists around. I wonder why.
Well, maybe it's because to be a ventriloquist, you can't move your lips. And how many women are there that'll keep their mouth shut?
You have a point there. Oh, Fred's home, Barney.
Listen, Wilma, let's try my ventriloquism on him.
Okay, Barney, good idea.
Barney,
Johnny, I couldn't get cactus berry ice cream, so I got Ripple Rocky Road sherbet.
That's fine, Fred.
Oh, hi, Barney.
Hello, Fred.
And how's my precious? Mm-hmm. You've been a good girl while Daddy was away?
Hey, Daddy-o, your whiskers tickle.
Yeah, I've been so busy I haven't had a chance to... What? Wilma! She talked! The Pebbles talked!
What was that, Fran?
Pebbles can talk! She said...
Fred! Barney, he fainted.
Yeah, looks like we fooled him all right.
Fred?
What happened?
You fainted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Pebbles talked, Wilma. She spoke to me.
Hey, that was me, Fred.
How do you mean it was you? Don't you think I know my own daughter's voice? I heard it, didn't you, Wilma?
Fred.
Shh. I think she's going to talk again. Pebbles, sweetheart, you got something else to say to Daddy? Did you hear that? She said, Daddy Flop. Imagine talking at her age. Wilma, we got a genius in the family. At this rate, in no time at all, she'll be leaving for college.
Really? Then I'd better start dinner. I don't like saying goodbye on an empty stomach.
Hey, Fred, you didn't really hear Pebbles talk. You see...
I know what I heard my baby talk, and if you'll shut up, she'll talk again.
Oh, I don't know about that, Fred.
Well, I do. You keep quiet and let her do the talking.
Okay, Fred. If that's the way you want it, that's just what I'll do.
Good. Come on now, Princess. Say something. Make a sentence like you did before. Remember? You said Daddy needs a shave.
Yeah, and you could use a haircut, too.
Barney, did you hear that? I told you she could talk. Wilma!
Yeah?
She talked, Wilma. She said I could use a haircut, too.
That's nice. Come on, dinner's ready.
Oh, it's all right, Pebbles. Mommy just don't appreciate genius. But Daddy does.
Daddy, will you do something for me?
Of course, sugar. Anything. What do you want me to do?
Stand on your head.
Stand on my head? Hey, Pebbles, honey, I'm a little too old for that sort of thing.
Please, Daddy. Stand on your head or I'll cry.
Oh, no, 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 Pebbles, don't cry. Daddy'll stand on his head. How's this, Pebbles?
That's good, Daddy. Now spin around like a top.
Spin around? Oh, no.
If you don't, I'll cry, Daddy.
Okay, baby. How's this?
Faster, Daddy. Faster, Daddy. Oh, that's good, Daddy.
Hey, look at your daddy go, Pebbles. He may strike oil any minute.
Oh, boy. What a workout.
You're lucky, Fred. She could have asked you to do some backflips.
Quiet! Don't give her any ideas. Pebbles, honey, Daddy's tired now. So...
Daddy, do some backflips.
Pebbles, sweetheart.
Daddy, you said you'd do anything.
Yeah, that's right, Pebbles. So you want me to do some backflips, huh? Even if you're asleep?
Yes, Daddy, or I'll cry.
Well, you ain't the only one who's gonna cry, Pebbles. Barney's gonna cry, too, when I break every bone in his body. Throw your voice at me, will you?
Oh, no, don't get sore, Freddy. It was just a little joke.
Oh, sore? I just want to congratulate you on being such a good ventriloquist. I just want to shake your throat. That's a good girl, Pebbles. Drink all your milk, just like Daddy drinks his cactus cola. Dino, don't get any ideas. No cactus cola for you.
Now, Fred, you're sure you don't want me to call a babysitter?
Honey, no, I can take care of Pebbles. So you just go and enjoy your bridge game and stop worrying.
Well, all right. Bye, Fred. I won't be too late.
Okay, have fun. Drive carefully. All right, young lady, how are we doing with your milk? You're finished. Good girl.
Now, Daddy will buckle you and you'll be ready to go beddy-bye. Come on, sweetheart. You have to bubble, you know. Good girl. Okay, Pebbles, time for beddy-bye. Yoo-hoo. Who's that?
It's me, Fred Barney.
Beat it, Barney. Scram for Moose and get that silly flag out of here.
Oh, now hold it, Fred. This is a flag of truce.
There's no flag of truce big enough to make me forget what you did to me with that ventriloquism. Now beat it.
Okay, Fred. If my flag of truce won't melt that heart of stone, how about these? Tickets to the wrestling match tonight.
Bronco Crush Rock meets the Masked Mauler for the championship. Oh, boy, I'd sure like to go. But I can't. I'm taking care of Pebbles.
Well, get a babysitter.
I can. I told Wilmer why not? Wilma wanted to call a babysitter in the first place. Come on, Barney. I'll put Pebbles in the crib, and then I'll call Mrs. Wilrock, our babysitter. Rock your baby.
Hello?
Mrs. Wilrock, this is Mr. Flintstone. Can you babysit tonight?
This isn't Mrs. Wilrock. This is her daughter, Linda. Mother's busy tonight.
Oh, that's terrible. I need her bad. It's an emergency.
Oh, I'd be happy to sit for you, Mr. Flintstone. I fill in for Mother lots of time.
Yeah, but you sound kind of young.
Oh, but I'm not young at all. I'm 16 and very good with children. Really, I am.
Okay. You know the address? Yeah, just around the corner. Fine, thanks. We're all set, Barney.
Great, Fred. One babysitter coming, two wrestling fans going.
Yeah, it's Linda. Come in, Linda.
Hello, Mr. Flintstone. I brought my homework. I've got some important examinations at school tomorrow.
Fine, Linda. Pebbles won't give you any trouble. She'll sleep right through. You can study. And help yourself to anything you want in the icebox.
Thank you, Mr. Flintstone. Everything will be all right.
And in case you're lonesome, Dino, he'll keep you company.
Bert.
Come on, Barney. The arena awaits.
I'm with you, Fred.
So long, Linda.
Goodbye, Mr. Flintstone. Have a nice time. Jerry, this is Linda. Where's Peg and Frankie? Did he get his record player fixed?
Good thing the arena's so close. We don't need the car.
Yeah. Boy, this ought to be some match, Fred. That Bronco Crush Rock is a terror. Hey, did you ever see him when he gets real mad?
No.
Oh, his face gets red. His eyes bulge out. His nose turns purple. Oh, gee. I wish I could describe how horrible he looks.
You're doing fine.
Oops. Fred, I forgot the tickets. I left them on your TV set.
You left the tickets on the TV? Why, you... stupid! Ooh, all the dumb!
Fred, that's it.
That's what?
That's how Bronto Crush Rock looks when he gets real mad.
Yeah, boy.
Let's go back and get the tickets, but we'll have to hurry.
Swell dancer.
Well, I ought to be. I've been babysitting since I was 12.
Barney, what's going on in there?
I think somebody's playing musical earthquake.
Hey, you.
Hello, me.
Out, out, out.
Yes, sir.
Everybody scram. Beat it.
Watch it, Buster. I'm a precision instrument.
Dino, cut that out!
I'm sorry, Mr. Flintstone. I didn't mean any harm.
That's all right, Linda. Good night.
Good night, sir.
The baby. We forgot to look in on Pebbles.
Ooh, I'll bet all the noise has scared her.
Pebbles, sweetheart, what are you doing, dancing? You should be asleep. Come on now, sweetie, in you go. Hit the sack. Nighty-night, honey. Well, The wrestling match is out for me, Barney. I guess you'll have to go alone.
Oh, gee, it's no fun going alone.
I know, but I can't go. It's too late to get another babysitter, even if I wanted to.
Hey, Fred, why not take Pebbles along?
Take her along?
Go. Look, she wants to go.
Barney, I can't take a little girl to a wrestling match.
Oh, no, I suppose not. But if it was a boy, you would, huh?
Well, yeah. If Pebbles was a boy, I'd take her in a minute.
In other words, what you are doing is discriminating against your own daughter because she's a girl.
You are right, Barney. I'm blaming Pebbles for something that ain't her fault.
That's very bad child psychology, Fred. She could grow up resenting you.
Yeah, I can't have her hating me the rest of her life, Barney. I have got to take her. Come on, sweetheart. Daddy's taking you bye-bye.
Fred, this is a big step in father-daughter relationship.
Yeah, but I want to get back before Wilma. She might not understand that I'm just doing this so Pebbles will grow up to be a healthy, normal girl.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we got here just in time, Fred. The main bout hasn't started yet.
Yeah, just as well we missed the preliminaries. They weren't any good anyway.
Well, how do you know, Fred?
Look at the ring. No blood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we bring you the main event, we have here tonight a wrestling celebrity introducing the king of the midget wrestlers, Shorty Shortstone.
Sit down, Pebbles, and watch the action.
Look.
Oh, the idea of bringing a baby here.
Where'd you ever get that baby stuff? I'm powerful Pebbles, queen of the midget wrestlers.
That's telling the Barney.
Ladies and gentlemen, our feature bout for the championship of the world, the defending champion, Bronto Crushrock. The challenger, the darling of the rock pile set, the Mask Mauler.
Well, here we go, Fred.
Watch this, Pebbles. This is what you wanted to see.
What did you expect, Westminster Chimes?
No time to take dancing lessons.
The referee breaks them up, and now the action has really started. They're going at it like a couple of saber-toothed tigers. The Mauler has crushed Rock in a spin. Around and around he goes, and where he stops, everybody knows.
Hello, little girl. Say, you're a pretty one. Hey, Leslie, hold it a minute. Look who's here.
Hi there, cutie pie. Hey, what's your name?
Our name's Pebbles. Come on, sweetheart.
Pebbles. Say, that's a lovely name. And you come to Greenwich Department Store around Christmas, honey. I'm the Santa Claus there.
Gee, that Mask Mauler's a real sweet guy, huh, Fred?
Yeah, he sure is. And Bronto seems like an awful nice fella, too. All right, you guys, how about a little action?
Yeah, do your sweeping at home.
The crowd is getting impatient. They want action. Crush Rock is getting mad. He unwinds and sends the Mauler sprawling. Uh-oh. The referee got in the way of that one. He's out cold. That makes two down and one to go. Bronto Crush Rock is now making his move. He wants to win this fall.
Come on, Bronto! Pin him down!
You got him where you want him, Bronto!
The Mauler has recovered. Both men are determined. They're going to lock horns. This is going to be a real battle. Wow, now they're both down. In fact, all three are down. It's going to be tough to decide the winner.
Not bad, Betty. I think we can make a grand slam.
As long as you're dummy, Betty. Turn on the television set, will you? There's a fashion show on.
A fashion show? Oh, sure thing.
They're still out, and looks like the match is over. The crowd is getting unruly. We should have a decision in a moment.
Betty, that's not the fashion show. That's the wrestling match. Turn it to the next channel.
Hmm? Oh, yes, here. I guess I got carried away.
There's the baby in the ring.
A baby?
Yes, and somebody better get her out of there before she gets hurt.
Girls, there's a baby at the wrestling match.
A baby? At a wrestling match? The poor kid must have some parents. Hey, she's cute. Looks like Pebbles. It is. It is Pebbles.
Oh, but it can't be, Wilma. Pebbles is home with Fred.
And there goes somebody after the baby. Probably the father.
Pebbles, come in. The ring is no place for a baby.
Excuse me, girls. I've got a baby to rescue and a husband to pulverize.
Wait for me, Wilma.
I don't know about you viewers, but as far as I'm concerned, the baby is the new champion.
Come to Daddy, Pebbles. The fights are over anyway. Time to go home.
Hey, goo, goo, da, da, goo.
3 cheers for Pebbles, the new champ.
Rah, rah, rah. Pebbles, Pebbles, Pebbles. Hooray!
See that, Pebbles? They like you.
Wait till I get my hands on that man.
Oh, can you imagine taking a baby to a wrestling match?
It looks pretty deserted. I better go in and check. The wrestling match is over and everybody is gone. Quick, let's go home.
Well, home again, precious. And now Daddy'll get you to Betty Bye.
It's a good thing you got home before Wilma, huh, Fred?
What do you mean it's a good thing? Are you suggesting I'm afraid to have Wilma know I took Pebbles to the wrestling match?
Well,
Listen, Barney. I am boss in my family. I do what I want when I want.
Oh, sure, Fred.
Fred, where have you been?
Barney, I'm gonna wallop you so hard.
Ooh, it is Wilma. Quick, quick, Operation Hide. Oh, see you later, Fred. Go to sleep, Pebbles, quick.
Fred?
He's fast asleep, Wilma.
She's all right.
Thank goodness. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Wilma.
Good night, Betty.
Home already, Wilma? Did you have a good time?
That's just what I was going to ask you.
Huh?
How was your evening, Fred? Did Pebbles give you any trouble?
No, not a bit, Wilma. It was just as if she wasn't here.
And nothing unusual happened, hmm? You didn't leave the house for any reason, did you?
Leave the house? Now, why should I do that?
Yes?
I mean, I can't lie to you, Wilma. I took Pebbles to the wrestling match.
Attaboy, Daddy. I knew you wouldn't lie to Mommy.
Pebbles, what are you doing out of bed? Fred, I'm glad you told the truth, because I saw you at the wrestling match on television.
You did? And you're not mad?
Of course I'm mad. But as long as nothing happened to Pebbles, I guess I can forgive you.
Gee, Wilma, you are one in a million. Say, did you see what a hit Pebbles made in the arena? They called her the new champ. Huh, Pebbles? Ow! Look for me! She's got a headlock on me! She's a champ, all right.
Why shouldn't I be a champ? I come from championship stock, don't I?
Oh, that's cute.
All right, Barney. Come on out, wherever you are. Barney, where are you? Hey, hold Pebbles, Wilma. I'll get it. Hello?
Fred, this is Barney. Look, you better tell Wilma the truth about tonight. Betty says she saw you on television.
Yeah, I know, Barney. Barney?
Wilma! Wilma, she talked! She...
Mama, da, 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 boop, boop.
Flintstones, they're the modern Stone Age family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. Someday, maybe Fred will win the fight. Then that cat will stay out for the night. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time. Yabba-dabba-doo time.